time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today. Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Hi, everybody. Hello. Welcome back. It's the Chill Sisters podcast in your ears this week once again. We had a nice one this week. As usual, Rashida took us to the streets. It was a dilemma. We talked about the Olympics. She forced me to speak about the wahala in Nigeria and the upcoming... When you listen to this, it's not an upcoming protest anymore. So I don't know whether it's going to happen or not. It was a fun one. Kindly tune in. Thank you so much. Have a nice one. Enjoy. Rashida, why are you balancing like that? Like,
I am done. All right.
Mic drop.
Mic drop.
Hey, hey, hey. Hello, boys and girls. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. Welcome back to the Chill Sisters podcast. My name is Rashida.
Welcome. And I'm your sister, Adu. Recording live from Abuja, Nigeria. She was waiting for me to say that.
I was waiting for you to say that, to complete your statement.
Hello, Rashida. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine.
The energy you used in the opening.
The energy is giving, ma.
Top notch. It's giving.
I'm passing you my positive energy.
What is it? I thought that was a coffee. It looks like a smoothie.
It's a smoothie. I'm on diet. Oh. Why are you laughing? What? I don't
know. Why were we laughing?
No.
You were also laughing.
No, wait.
So
no.
Tell me why you were laughing.
You started laughing. I joined you just to be polite. But your laughter is as if you're looking at me. You're judging me. I can feel it in my soul that you're judging me.
That thing that you're thinking is not it. So you can rest.
Yes, sis, I've had a diet. You're not proud of.
I'm happy for you.
Okay, well, if you say so. I know it's not from your mind.
I'm happy for you. Rashida, you want to have summer body now?
It's already summer. Which summer body? Next year summer or this year summer?
Well, you cannot lose hope. Anything can happen. Do you not believe in miracles? So it's possible.
I need a miracle for
your mates.
I need a miracle. But I need
to achieve summer body like 3 months prior to summer. You is during summer. So we'll see how it goes now. Go back again.
Yep.
It's good.
How are you?
Good.
How was your week?
Fine. My week was okay. Save for Nigeria wahala.
You want us to get into Nigeria wahala, or we should just
No.
You know what?
I've discussed Nigeria wahala for that will last me for a whole month.
Okay, you know
so
what?
Please,
what I
don't drag
to say,
me.
I'd like to say we can, if we want this episode to be like discussing Nigeria problem, we can do that. But for the sake of our listeners, like, we don't want to bore you with something depressing. We want you to have like something.
They need an escape.
Yeah, exactly. So this week podcast should be like an escape for you. We are not going to talk about.
But on second thought, you know, you're seeing listeners to which countries did we unlock last week?
Oh,
was
yeah.
Zimbabwe.
We are starting to unlock African countries, because I remember one time we were saying that what's happening? Where are the African countries? What is it? Yeah, we started unlocking them. So we unlocked Zimbabwe, Zambia, Singapore. So
Singapore. Because of them, you can discuss Nigerian issue for a while so that they will know what is happening. But for me, I don't want to chip in because it will not affect my whole day.
You are the best person to discuss Nigeria problem.
But then if I start talking about it, it will take our whole time.
It will.
Because it's layers.
Let's leave that.
Layers upon layers.
It's crazy. It's just crazy.
You asked me about my week. I say my week was okay, save for Nigeria wahala. Alhamdulillah, I'm okay.
Yeah.
Very good. How was your week?
No. We are not going to do that. We are not going to do that. You just tell me. Break it down for me. Break your week down for me. Because you had exciting times this week. You told me you had some exciting things that happened this week. Let's hear it.
What happened? I'm trying. What? Ooh, where she did that? This okay.
You know what you wanted to do now? You
All
know
right,
how
everything.
you know how Hausa people, where you say, maybe they say somebody is sick and you say, how are you feeling? And you just say, like, you say, I'm fine. Meanwhile,
Yeah, even though they're not fine.
you're on the sick bed, you are dying, they are putting oxygen, but you just say
Yes,
you're fine.
no.
That's what you wanted to do. You will not say, oh yeah,
Yeah.
you give me the details of what is
Well,
happening to you.
hope is a very good thing. Do you think without hope, Nigeria will be standing? It's the hope that is holding Nigeria down. But you know
Yeah.
that now. For people that are really corrupt, majorly, Nigeria is a quote unquote a religious country. Even though we choose where to apply the religion, where it serves us. So hope is a very good thing. That's what has been holding Nigeria down. And then number two, our sense of humor.
Yep.
Thank God, God blessed Nigerians with a very good sense of humor. If not, hey. Anyway, going into it a bit, I'm sure everybody have for the past 2 weeks, it's been one of the main topics that's been discussed in Nigeria about the upcoming protest that is slotted for the 1st of August. The reason for the protest, so many things, but they tagged it end bad
Bad
governance.
governance, yeah.
So ever since this government came in, right from day one, it's been one wrong policy to another. It's been one crazy idea to the next.
Yep.
So when he came in, I'm sure everybody knows by now, after his inauguration, he said no more subsidy. Everybody knows that subsidy is bad because Nigerians are not seeing the dividend. So we all agreed that subsidy needed to go. It's just a bunch of cabals that are just taking trillions and trillions of naira. But before you do that, you have to put things in place to cushion that effect. No thought whatsoever, subsidy is gone. Before you know it, the price of fuel from 167 naira, it got up to 650 there, about other places 700. Most of this, when they tell you about fuel pricing, if you're in Abuja, you can see where you to get 600 plus. But other states like Maiduguri, my home state, it's 700 and stuff upwards. That's one. Before you know it, they took away the subsidy on electricity. That one is the most painful one because they switched to the new pricing before announcing it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So there was no time for you to even prepare, right? I think we even discussed here about the different bands and stuff. So you see, additional for Nigerians, then they floated the naira
Oh, God.
and dollar went up. Once you hear dollar in Nigeria and petrol, anything that affects the price of these two things, your food and every other thing in Nigeria goes up. So we now saw a food inflation that was skyrocketing. At the moment now, there's 40 something percent food inflation.
Holy
People
moly.
cannot afford bread that used to be 400 naira is around 1,007, 1,000, 8,000
Oh God.
now. You can't even
Oh
buy
God.
your 1,000 note cannot even buy you bread,
Oh
right?
my God.
Then we talk about egg. Egg has been around 1,000 for so long per crate. So in Abuja, you can get it for 4,007, 4,005, no, 4,007 upwards. I was reading somewhere on Twitter, they were like, they've been buying egg for some weeks now for 6,000 upwards, if you can find it. Egg that used to be 1,000.
What?
Then, of course, I'm sure you must have seen the prices of rice and other
Nah,
stuff.
that's
Yam is
crazy.
a no-go area. A tuber goes for 6,000. This is Nigeria.
No. See,
Beans, ewa, common
you know,
beans,
I
common beans,
said.
ewa.
You see, I did not want us to talk about Nigeria because, see, for somebody that did not want to say
You
anything
know you
about
are not okay. You are not even okay.
that.
After making me dive into it, you know you talk about. Then what else? Garri that they used to call poor man food. Which poor man food? So people cannot eat. As I'm talking to you now, because of the planned protest, which is supposed to happen in 2 days, there's been fuel scarcity, queues everywhere.
So I heard.
And that some people are even selling a liter for 1,003. So the whole thing is I don't know, the people and advising this government are just dumb. And I'm sure you saw that over the weekend, MTN barred people's lines. So yesterday,
that's crazy.
Monday, the first thing in the morning, in different states, come and see the queue at MTN's office.
You know that MTN is a South Africa.
Upsetting Nigerians when, as in, can Nigerians catch a break?
You know MTN is a South African company. So what I'm thinking is that, is it that the company is trying to pack up and leave Nigeria? Or what is happening?
MTN cannot leave Nigeria now. They have the highest number of subscribers.
They do have the highest number, but like, what
No, you know,
happening?
You're supposed to, last year, how many years now? They have been giving this directive for how many, since Pantami's time, the former communication minister.
Yeah.
You're supposed to record your line and connect it to your NIN.
National Identity Number.
Yeah, number. Thank you very much. So you're supposed to do that. Now, they've given this that if you don't do that, your line will be bad. You understand? But the problem is, a lot of people have done that. Right? They have done that, but their line was still bad. They couldn't make calls, they couldn't receive calls. And most of the time, these were people's main line, business lines.
Oh, no. This is ridiculous.
So, picture this. It's Monday morning. You're already tired of Nigerians and everything, right?
Yeah.
Then your line is bad. There's first scarcity. You have to wake up early in the morning to go and spend the whole day in front of MTN's office.
Crazy.
Government have been doing everything for the past week to stop this protest. And what I mean by doing everything, not everything that they're supposed to do, but
everything they are not supposed to do.
Supposed to do.
Yeah.
He has had meeting with all the traditional rulers, all the APC.
Oh, let me bust your head. I saw a protest.
All the governors
say that that no protest. A protest
for people are protesting for people not to
not
protest.
To protest.
See, the person that said that if they explain Nigeria to you and you understand, the person did not explain Nigeria to you well. You see,
God.
It keeps on proving that person right.
Yeah.
If they explain to Nigeria to you and you understand, the person did not explain Nigeria to you. You are protesting for people not to protest.
Oh my God. When I saw it, I'm like, what? I didn't know what to say.
They are not even smart. Okay, I don't blame them. They use the same old trick all the time. They are not even creative because they know they have kept Nigerians poor. That same old trick will work.
It will work because people are hungry.
Look at the people that were protesting now.
Yeah.
They cannot even read what the placard that they are holding. Me and you know. Somebody said, thank God, I can proudly say my parents have never participated in this kind of thing. Because these are people's parents. You can see the elderly. Why would they do that? I'm
crazy.
Sure they promised them 5,000, 10,000. They will not even give them 10,000.
Crazy.
You understand? CDSS, giving statement that the protest has been hijacked by foreign mercenaries. You cannot catch the bandits that are using phones to call people mercenaries that you can track. Rubbish. Come and see IG of police giving statement that they are not going to stand for anarchy. La, 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 la. Come and see what they call your service chief. Everybody that was mute when Nigerians were suffering have a mouthpiece now.
You see, the one that bust your head, this one did not bust your head. Where Dangote? One of the richest.
Dangote say, if you were during judgment they said God will pardon Nigerians because we have been true enough. So Nigeria has even happened to the richest African man.
Oh God.
Who are you?
Oh God.
Who are you?
Oh God. I was just...
For Dangote anyways, for his selfish reason. I've never heard him say anything about the plight of Nigeria.
Yep.
But this one that he affected his business.
Directly.
I read somewhere, I think it was a lady, she was like, in her entire life, this 1 week is the most that she has ever heard
Dangote
talk.
Speak.
So the man they talk, she has never.
No, but she has a point.
Like, that's true.
She has a point.
Where has
she has
Dangote
a point.
Talk?
She has a point.
Come and see Dangote in front of all the microphones you can imagine, giving press statement left, right, and center.
No,
because
she has a point.
His business was stressing.
Yeah. You sis, with all the things that you've said, I know. And I'm not trying to be, for a lack of better word, I'm not trying to be non-sympathetic towards Nigeria. But I want to say I can't relate.
If I say God punish you, know, will I be wrong?
Hey, yeah.
No, answer yourself. Oh.
I was expecting that. I'm not sure.
It's God that will punish you, dear Rashida.
Oh,
I'm not
God.
Taking it back.
No, it's horrible.
So after
horrible.
Recounting
like,
all these
holy
things,
moly.
But you will smile and tell me that you cannot relate. Don't worry. Don't worry. My new prayer point will be for you to come back to this Nigeria.
Hey, God needs to answer that type of prayer. Say, forget it.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine?
As you are saying, your missile, I'm sending my own.
So we'll see whose missile strong fast. Nigerians are really going through a lot. That's just it. And you cannot escape it, Rashida.
No, you can't.
Everybody is facing it. It's just that the degree is different.
Yeah.
So that's Nigeria. Not my week. That's Nigerian's week.
Alhamdulillah.
I had a fantastic day yesterday.
That's what I want to hear.
Fantastic day yesterday. So I love it. More of that. Let's have it.
What did you do, Fusis? What did you do?
You know, it's all about photography. You see me this excited. Photography. So
this is how the photography section.
It. Met a lot of lovely photographers, some that I've only seen their work or heard of them.
Some
so
legends.
I met them. Yes. Some legends. Yeah. So I met them, discussed with them and all that. It was a beautiful, beautiful productive day. I love it. Mm-hmm. Love it.
What did I even do during the week? Oh yeah, I had a nice week last mm-hmm. week. On Saturday, it's the school holiday, so we decided to go to a theme park again. We went back to Legoland on Saturday.
Mm.
Oh God. It's usually a stressful day when we go to Legoland and like you have to mentally prepare yourself. And this time around we went and there were lots of people. It was the queue was crazy.
Yeah, of course.
It's like a 2 hour train ride from London to Windsor. It's like a 2 hour train ride. And we got there. The queue was massive. It was crazy.
Mm.
Some queues take 45 minutes, some queues 30 minutes.
Ooh.
Yeah, so we stayed there. And with this thing, eventually, we went on only 4 rides. The kids went on 4 rides. Oh. Because this time around, like I didn't really enjoy it because the queue was so long. It was tiring and I was just angry throughout the... So they went. They had fun.
Bad vibes.
The highlight for the trip was they played in the water park there. There was a big slide. There was a water park and they played there. So like we didn't feel like we wasted money. So So luckily for me, just something just said go with their bathers and we did that. I took the bathers and they enjoyed it. They had fun. That was it. On our way back from Legoland, we decided that we've not had this road trip before. So we decided usually we take the taxi to the train station and from the train station it's just one train back home. On our way out, we are calling the taxi. Then we saw this bus and this bus goes straight to London. And we said, let's try it. We got in, we asked question, how much? They told us, it's just £2. I said, £2. £2. You mean £2 to London? You take it to London? I say, yeah, £2 to London. That's how we entered bus. We were going. That trip, if you don't like from Gombe to Maiduguri or from Maiduguri to Gombe, that was how that trip was. We were going. We went on M5 highway. We kept going. This trip did not want to end. But the only thing was, on the bus, we were able to pass Windsor Castle. So that was the first time I saw the castle up close and tested out on the bus.
Yeah.
It was okay. I'm like, okay. This was good because on a normal day, since I've been in London, I've never gone to that. So it was good to see it. I'm looking at it. I'm so people live here. So it was good to see the castle up close and personal. The area is lovely. It's a beautiful area. You can see. I'm sure that place will be like an expensive area to live in. So it was it was a beautiful area.
Wow.
It took us forever to get. So a trip that would take us like 2 hours to get back home and 2 hours, maybe 30 minutes to get home. It took us like 4 hours to get back. I'm like, I was exhausted. I came home. I slept like a log
For £2.
For £2. £2. No, we didn't, because it was crazy, so we didn't do the whole thing. So we got to a place and we took the train back home. So we didn't
really,
yeah, we had to just get,
so it so must got, have been it could have been up to 6 hours then.
Yes, it would have been up to 6 hours. It would have been crazy. So what we did was we took the bus, and when we got to Westminster, so we came down and then we took the train, we came back home. For me, it was, I don't mind having such experience. My family usually don't do.
But if it's planned, it would have been better. Then you prepare yourself.
Yeah.
This one that just, you know, at the spur of the moment.
But I sort of enjoyed it. I loved seeing everywhere, and it was good. The kids, they slept, they woke up, we are not there yet. I said, boys, we are not there yet. So
are we there yet?
We're not there yet. So we slept. The next morning, they decided that they needed to go to an arcade. So there's an arcade, the biggest arcade in London, is in Stratford. So we decided to go to Stratford the next morning. That was on a Sunday. So it was in the morning. There were no lots of people. We had fun. We had so many tickets. Yeah, it was. We were just going from one game to the other. There was no queue. It was almost like we rented the whole place to ourselves.
Really?
We went early. We went around like 10. Food there. It was the best time I've had in an arcade. We were just going from one place to the other. That was how we spent the weekend. Fun time. I love when we don't usually have so many fun times like that, but when we do, I loved it.
So you see, I see why Rashida said she can't relate.
I had to put that in.
I see why Rashida said she can't relate. Well, I'm happy. Yeah. Sounded like fun would be something I would love to do.
Yeah.
So I'm happy for Rashida. Rashida had fun
for both of us. Yeah, I did. That was good. But it was a stressful kind of.
Somebody should have fun.
Yep.
But lastly, you did enjoy it now, Rashida.
That was how we spent the weekend. Deuces brings me to my prayer of the week. My prayer of this week is that, Ya Allah, may we not cry sad cry. May our cry be happy tears. May we cry only tears of joy. No sad cry. No cry of pain. No cry of sorrow. Ooh. It's going to be happy cry all the time. Happy cry.
Like somebody will put his head. How did he put it? He said, may your children make you cry, but not the cry of sadness, but the cry of joy.
Joy. Oh.
Tears of happiness.
Tears of happiness.
Tears of fulfillment.
Yes.
I mean, I say a very big
That's my prayer of this week. Yep.
I say a very big
Yeah. Yusus, before we go into the streets, I wanted us to talk about the Olympics. It's ongoing.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I wanted to watch the opening ceremony. Then I was busy. But then again, you know, social media, anything you miss,
you will see.
Don't worry.
They got you covered.
Yeah, you're going to see it. Yes.
Yeah.
So maybe then what else? But I like the fact that they tried something new.
Yeah, but it was not like the best opening. Yeah, that was the only highlight for me. It was not the best opening.
You understand? But then I missed the stadium where people, different countries, come out. I'm trying to this country exists and all that.
Yeah. So I saw some new country. Yeah, and I didn't feel it. This opening ceremony was not the best. It was just there. There are no like wow. But my highlight of the opening ceremony was when I saw Celine Dion. Yes, just last week I watched a documentary. I am Celine Dion. I cried. So you know she has this rare disease that happens in one in 100 or 1 in 1 million, something crazy like that.
One in a million. That kind of odd. Ember luck, Bunny. May it never find us. So in a million, and now you catch.
Ha, God. So I had watched that documentary. I had like cried at the end. At the end of it, she had her crisis, and she was like, she hasn't sang in a long time, and she was really, because this is all she has known all her life, to sing. And when she had to make the decision not to sing, it's really, you could see that she was crying, she was heartbroken. It was really difficult for her. So at the end of the documentary, we saw how it happens, like when she has an attack, what happens, and the process. So I cried cried at the end. And during the opening ceremony, when I saw her, she looked beautiful. She looked stunning. She looked, it was,
no,
that was,
Celine is beautiful.
Yeah, that was a highlight for
and
me.
For me, I love Celine Dion. I love Celine Dion. But talking about her illness, I haven't watched the full documentary. It's on Prime, right? Amazon Prime.
Yeah, it's on Prime, yeah.
So I've seen like snippets. Then some people recorded like few minutes of the documentary, and it's on TikTok and stuff.
Okay.
So what I got from you was like, and this is something that we should always remember anyway, as a people, like health is not something that you should take for granted, and it can be anybody, Rashida.
You know what she said in that documentary?
Celine Dion.
She said she doesn't drink, she doesn't smoke, that she doesn't drink, she doesn't smoke. She's healthy, that when people are taking other things, that all she has to do is stick with water. Yeah, she looks amazing. It really shows on her, but then God will test you with something different, you know? So
do you understand? Yeah. Do you understand? So if she was trying to avoid the ones that we know, then like Rashida, but what I love for her is, can you see the love that she was surrounded with? See the bond between her and her kids.
And you can tell that she's a down-to-earth person, because she went to to her storage, and she knew everything she had won. She has all her kids' stuff, their drawings from when they were kids, like every event she had gone to, she knows it, she knows what they did. Like, you can tell that she's part of a process. She's not like just allow my team to do everything for me. It's like she knows the process, she knows everything that is happening. She can tell you where she wore this, where she went with, and it was amazing to see her.
I don't know if you can remember the part where she said she have traveled all over the world, right, but have not seen the places.
Yes
I'm like wow, and it's true. You have to be there in the moment. It's different when you as a family, you go there, like, okay, the trip you had over the weekend, you know, even though you said you were upset, you were tired or two, but then you were there. But she, most of the times when she goes, even if she goes with her kids and all that, she goes there to perform, you know, to sing. It's work. So although she has traveled the world, she has not seen the world.
She said that's a sacrifice you make.
Do you understand? Rashida, I don't envy famous people.
Not
one bit. Like every aspect of your life is scripted. Let's say majority part of your life is scripted. And after she lost her husband, I'm happy she had her kids. I think I can only think the most excruciating time in her life, because this is somebody she knew right from when she was a teenager. Up to that moment, then he died. Well, Celine Dion has been through a lot, but I saw one clip where she had the seizure. What I noticed again, and I'm sure other people did, you could see from their comments on that clip, is the fact that the people that were taking care of her really loved her. Erin, it's not that, okay, I'm a nurse, I'm a doctor, no, but Erin, he loved this person.
She said she said all her cute, like, they have like family, from her drummer to her backup singer to that she created a family. There was a clip where her butler, I think he had COVID or something, and you could see she was, her and her kids were creating, like, they were sending him a message. So they used this coconut to draw happy faces, and they were singing, "Don't worry about a thing, everything is going to be all right," something like that. They were singing, and they sent him the video.
And for people that have had long-term illnesses, I don't know how to explain it. Like, aside everything that is going on, that's one thing that they really want at that moment. That's one thing that they really need, to see that you have this support system. You have people that genuinely cared and love you, that they are feeling for you, and they wish they could do something to help, but they can't do anything but be there for you. It helps with the process, it helps with the pain so much. That support, that love at that moment, that you could see, like, okay, even I know at the worst time, anything that happens to me right now, I'm surrounded by this love, I'm surrounded by this support. Like, it's a blessing on its own. So
it is, it is.
Yeah, for anybody, I think 2 weeks ago we were praying up for people that are going through like things. I would like to use this opportunity to pray, because Rashida, is not easy. It's something that you cannot explain to a person. Yeah. Have to experience it yourself, you know, to have a long time illness, even if be it short time, is something that you cannot explain to a person. And no matter how much you love that person, there's nothing you can do for them but to pray,
not
to be there and support them. There's nothing.
Yeah.
Do you understand? And it's rare to have the support and love.
It is.
Sending everybody out there, that is facing one illness or the other, I wish you all the love and support you need. Oh my God. I love Celine Dion.
Remember one time where she came out and did a public announcement to say that she's battling? This, and everybody was like, oh, Celine, yes. I hope they find the medicine, because it's like a lot of research now, because there are no lot of people with her illness, and they have to do, it's like starting the research all from the beginning, and I hope she gets cure. I hope there's some miraculous comes up. And
but the fact that she can even sing now is a miracle on its
it
own.
Is a miracle. I was so surprised when I saw
so
her. I was wow.
So there's been progress.
There has been progress. Yeah. Yosis, let's read the dilemma.
Okay.
Yeah, this one is a bit of a long one. She said, I got married in 2019 and I have been trying to conceive. It has been a tough journey for me. In January 2023, my husband and I suggested I go for one surgery, which I went for. And after that, he suggested we needed a house help. We decided to tell my mother-in-law so she could help us look for one of those girls in the village. My mother-in-law brought a 17-year-old girl. First day she was brought in, I never liked her because she looked like someone who was bought already.
Okay.
My problem started as soon as she stepped in. Since she came, my husband stopped all out of town work, but he goes and makes sure he returns same day, unlike him. Previously, my husband doesn't come home in a month. I asked him how come he no longer travels for work. He said there's a change in work plan. My husband started shopping for both me and my house help. My problem is not the clothes he buys for her, but the inner wears. I started complaining bitterly and let him know that she is old enough to get her inner wears herself. I started suspecting my husband had already started sleeping with her. She came back from school one day and I asked her if my husband has ever touched her. She said no, that she has never been touched by any man and that I can call a doctor to confirm. That statement made me unsettled. Then what is going on? I told my husband that I want the girl to go back from where she came from, and my husband said he would never allow that. If I'm not comfortable with her, I can leave the house. I asked him how could he say that. 2 days later, I went through my husband's phone and I saw a text from his mom, which says, make sure your childless wife don't chase your only child away. She's unable to give you a child. Don't let her ruin the chances of bonding with your daughter.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Give her the best. Give her the best and make sure you don't tell your wife about it. Otherwise, she will cause harm to her. You can as well end the marriage and focus on your child. I have been... That's what the mother said. I have been in darkness thinking I was happily married. Why did my husband hide this from me? This is too much for me to bear. My marriage is about to crumble. What should I do?
Sister, me, self, I don't know what you should do. But, why am I not surprised? See, we have forgotten why they brought the girl in the first place. I'm sure you, as you don't even know what the surgery was for.
Yeah, she said she had a surgery to, what was it? I don't even know what the surgery is. She didn't say what the surgery was about.
You had a child. You would have told her even before the marriage.
Thank you very much.
Because she said she's 17 years old.
Why was he hiding it? This one, this is where even the betrayal comes in. I'm not sure if
whenever you see a man running mad doing this kind of thing,
there's a woman. There's a woman.
No, so don't say somebody, please. Let's be straightforward here. There's a woman.
Being
mother, sister, something mostly. There's a woman that is
definitely
finding it, and
yes,
there's always a woman there. Yes. Do you understand?
Yes, I think men have some mental illness going on in their head, but the women are the ones like making it possible, because like it's just like as a mother, if you give your child the right advice, he's going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely
look,
going
look
to take
at
it.
The way she turned on the lady now.
If he listens to you,
look at the way she turned on the lady.
He will share it. Because by the time he brings a stupid thing up and you support it and say yes, yes, yes. But if like everybody is against it, he's not going to go along with it.
Even if he goes along with it, at least you know you were on the right.
Yeah.
Now, look at the way she turned. No, you haven't talking about the general thing. Look at the way the sudden switch.
Mm.
Make sure your childless wife doesn't. Why all that?
Another part, you did not hear where the mother said that if she does not want that, she can pack her things and leave, that let her not.
Angle.
But you know, you remember this, when I told this thing was unnecessary.
The way they see women is like,
it was unnecessary.
Just a house girl that you can sleep with. So you see, she's not serving the purpose, so just get rid of her.
Oh, poor woman. She said that she thought that she was in a happy marriage. Oh God. You know, they would have prevented all these things. They would have just come up and tell
her. That's what I'm saying. Right from the beginning, Rashida, yeah. Right from the beginning, before the girl is 17.
There
so
was
I'm
no
sure
need.
Maybe he was a teenager.
Yeah.
He was a young guy when he had that child.
And his mother had been taking care of the girl.
Thank you very much. If she was not the one taking care of the girl, but they were in contact with the girl's
parents.
I have
a question. So when they went to do marriage, when she has been going, you mean she has never seen the girl before?
That's what I'm saying. It's possible that the grandma, the mother was not the one taking care of the child, but she was in the child's life.
Mm.
Or
okay, yeah.
she was not in the child's life, but now that, okay, this woman has not given birth.
She has got to
look
for her, yeah.
But all that can still happen without this betrayal, without this insult and everything.
And you know the worst part of this? He still did not come up to tell her that, okay, this is my child, you know. Explanation would have solved everything. She had to see it in the message the mother sent. That means the mother don't even like her.
Rashida, they like you because you're serving a purpose for their child, brother or something. So once that dynamic changes, everybody will start showing their true color. Didn't you hear your childless wife? So if she had a child now, it would be all lovey-dovey.
So because I've seen in the comment that God has answered your prayer, you've brought a child to you now, accept the child and move on. There is no sin that is not forgivable. I understand all that, but I always say the way you approach something.
Like you said, he hasn't even told her that that's his child.
All this won't even be having this conversation if he had just come out to say, I have a child, this is my child, mama is bringing my child. You know, it would have been easier than
mama.
Is that it would have been easier than all this drama. I just think that Nigerian people, they just like drama.
No. You know, that thing that you don't want to say, me, I'll keep saying it. You know, it's not like mama. They know that he's going to get away with it, right?
Wow.
Can't you see the way they are talking about her? Like she's an object that they'll just throw out.
And there's no empathy.
There
was no empathy. There was no sympathy. Oh, and you know, they're in the wrong
here. She's not serving the purpose they want her to.
Excuse me, auntie.
Empathy, all these emotions, is attached to your ability to deliver that purpose. She is not. So why are you expecting those emotions? You said
because the husband said, if you are not comfortable with it, pack your things and leave.
Yeah.
And
she know they give pekin.
You know, this text message that she saw, maybe the mother has sent it before he even made that statement, because it was this message that gave him the ginger to say, if you don't want it, pack your things and leave.
Then imagine the conversation they must have had before this about her. So to me, maybe God just opened her eyes, like, see what is happening around you. Don't stay there like mumu.
She said her marriage is about going to come. What will she do?
Rashida is rubbing her forehead like, how do I even explain it to them, to people that cannot see you? You know, when a father is tired, you know, they have confused him. He doesn't know what to do. So they place their four fingers on the forehead and they just be scratched like, if I had a gun now, if I shoot this one, they'll say, I commit murder.
Oh, God. You see, it's because,
Rashida, women are going through it.
I think there are two things here. She decides what she wants. Like, if you can't cope with it, you can accept the 17-year-old child. Put it at the back of your mind that she has only few years to live in the house, she'll soon leave you and like,
No. I will not advise that.
Please, I'm trying to be diplomatic. You know, allow me to finish my diplomacy.
No, I will not advise that, Rashida. No. I would not. Do you know why? Already, see the way they talk to her. Do you understand?
Mm.
Just look at the way they...
You see it now, because I don't want us to always be sounding as if that we are making people to say, just pack your things and leave. No. We cannot be encouraging people to be leaving. They should stay and fight it tooth and nail till they can fight no more.
Me, I didn't tell anybody to pack. I wish her all the best. But deep inside her, she knows what she's supposed to do, Rashida. Mm. So that thing that you know inside you, do it. But first of all, you know me. I'll say pray about it.
Mm.
Ask God for guidance and strength and do it.
Yeah.
That's it. That's you it. Not come and kill yourself on top of people that say, I'll throw you out.
Mm.
You
know? Yeah.
Anyway.
This was a nice episode. Gang. Much fun. I enjoyed it. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and leave us an honest review.
And kindly follow us on our social media handles. It's at the Chill Sisters Podcast, both on Instagram and TikTok. Thank you so much for staying thus far. You can send us an email, thechillsisterspodcast@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you guys. What you think we should talk about, where we can improve. Let's grow together as usual. Thank you so much for coming back every week to listen to us.